Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. It has been 8 hours since Santa left the North Pole, and we're now hearing rumors and receiving lots of reports from China, where it is now well into the evening there. Let's check in first with Elf Victoria Wassel for an update on bedtime warnings. Victoria?
Mr. Murr, China's western border territories and all the way up into eastern Russia are all under advisory at this time. This is true as well for all of Southeast Asia, as far west as Vietnam.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel. Let's turn now to Elf Marianne Bright from Bethlehem, Palestine, for an update on Sector 2. Marianne?
Frank, we're receiving word of possible activity from trackers in Pyongyang. We actually have a tracker out there, if you can believe it.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Elf Red Star, are you there?
Oh, yes, but I cannot talk long.
Understood. Is Santa there? Do you see anything?
The sky is ablaze with lights, with flares, and with a few scattered fireworks. Troops are at attention in the streets, and it appears that Santa's arrival is expected here at any minute.
Is Christmas celebrated there by everyone?
Oh, no, not at all. Today's demonstration, celebration, marks North Korea's contributions to many charities. That is why a gift will be given to Santa if and when he shows up.
Well, how nice. Please wish the people there a merry, a happy, whatever day you call it. Thank you, Alfred Star, for your report.
Oh, I wasn't here and we never had this conversation.
Roger that. Thanks anyway. Frank, back to you.
Thank you, Marianne, for that interesting report from the North Pole, where our stockings are red too. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.